big news.
Yeah, Dan let me know this morning. Good guy award winner. I appreciate that. You know, I know I've been out of the running the last couple of years, you know, being on IR and stuff. And Joe Thomas kindly opened it up for me to, you know, have a chance this year. And, you know, I let Dan know this morning if there was a media good guy, I would have voted all you guys as a tie for first place.
Joe never had a good line like that.
It's no Ed Block, but it'll do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now we're another week closer, but, you know, how you kind of process and the fact that 0-16 is right around the corner.
You know, this last weekend was tough. You know, I thought we had a chance going into it with the game plan and stuff, and then we just didn't play well in the conditions. And, you know, there's been a lot of games where we've been in, and, you know, I've thought we've had a chance, and this weekend wasn't one of them. You know, we didn't play well this weekend as a team, and it was tough to swallow. You know, it was Christmas Eve, and you wanted to go home and celebrate and stuff, and I was just thinking to myself, like, man, that one sucked, you know, and so we're another game closer now, and, you know, it's a division rival, Pittsburgh, and we've played them close recently, you know, I know that, and, you know, I know they're clinched for the bye right now, but I know we've come into it with the same mindset, and we're putting together our best game plan, expecting their guys to go, and, you know, we're going to give it a shot this week.
I think you're done. You know, once this one's over, just like hit the reset button and get going, and it should be a better 2018.
Yeah, I mean, once the game's over, you go back and you look at the season and, you know, you value yourself as a team and personally what you can do to get better. And you kind of talk with, you know, Coach Jackson and see what their MO is for you this offseason and what they expect from you. And, you know, hopefully get a win. So the reset's not as bad. But man, I want to start winning some games. It's been tough. You know, It's been a long time since we've, you know, felt that win in a regular season game, and I know we want to turn it around, and I know we're working to turn it around, and you know, we can't do much about it this year, but going into next year, I know we're going to fight and scratch, and you know, hopefully get some wins going.
What's the worst part? Is it Sunday night? Is it coming back to work Monday to watch the tape? What's the worst part?
I think it's for me, it's probably the hour right after the game. Where you know, especially the games where you have a chance, you know, like the Green Bay game where you felt like you were in it, you know, Jacksonville, you lose by, you know, a field goal, you know, things of that nature where you're right there and like it's been so long, you know, for me that I've played in a game where we've won that I just am like, man, you know, I just can't get that feeling back, you know, and you want that feeling of winning and you want that chance and it's just tough. You're like, what can we do to make it happen? And it's been tough, and then, you know, you go out to the town and you see the fans that are disappointed and you feel bad for them, and then your family's asking you about the games, and you know, it's hard for you to be like, man, we just didn't play well enough, you know, things of that nature. It's been tough. I think that little portion after the game, you know, all my family's texting me, oh, you know, good game. In reality, I'm like, man, screw this, like, we just lost again, you know.
What was the last, just for point of reference, what was the last game you played that they won?
Probably Tennessee, 2015. Or Baltimore, 2015. One of those games.
The McCown game?
Yeah. McCown game, that was it. McCown game in Baltimore that I've played in that we won.
Hey, Joel, why is Hugh Jackson still the right coach for this team?
I think he's I think he does a good job of inspiring the guys to play hard, to work hard. You know, I think he's done a good job of keeping us motivated, he's keeping us playing hard. You know, I think Sunday wasn't a great example. I think we got beat pretty good Sunday. But for the most part, we come out, we compete, we fight to win. You know, he puts us in good positions to make plays. And it's been tough, you know. And I think he's probably took the losing the hardest, you know, each week. No one expects to lose the way we've lost recently. And, you know, for him to bring his same energy, his same fight, The way he games plans each week is it's been impressive from that point of view, and he keeps the team together. You know, I know people, you know, have been angry about certain things, and anytime you go 0-15 or, you know, how we started the season, there's going to be fights, there's going to be squirrels, but he's done actually pretty good job of keeping everybody together, you know, for the circumstances.
Yeah, when you think back to that first Pittsburgh game, there was an air of positivity after it, wasn't there? What were your, do you remember your feelings then, like, on what this season could be?
Yeah, I was personally happy, you know, to get back out there and play a game. And then as a team, you know, I thought we were, you know, a team that people were picking to to do pretty well this year, and we were close. You know, we were a drive or two away, and you know, a stop or two here and there, and I thought we showed some good life that game, and you know, we were hoping to turn in some wins, and it hasn't been that way. But I think if there's, you know, a positive to spin this way, if we can, you know, start well against Pittsburgh and then end well against Pittsburgh this year, you know, maybe we can build that into something for next year.
What is the offensive line established he might be able to carry into next year?
Yeah, I think the second half of the season, but you can even look in the stats a little bit. You know, I think we've really improved our run blocking, you know, especially inside. Me, JC, and Kevin have gotten a lot more comfortable with each other, you know, and it takes a while. And I, you know, it was probably mostly on me because I didn't practice with them in OTAs, mini camp, training camp. You know, I was kind of banged up too, so it took a while for us to really gel. But, you know, JC's been a good leader of the group, and you know, Spencer's gotten a lot of play now, and I think you can see, you know, he can be a backup and guard at tackle. You know, when he needs to play, he can come in there and be a quality guy. And then, you know, Sean's got, you know, going for a 16th start as a second year, and so I think we're growing, and I think there's even more area to improve, you know, once we get Joe back and see how things can kind of grow from there.
The Haslam's a, you know, I mean, from a national perspective, everyone wants to speculate about his future. But the Haslam's have come out and said he's going to be back in 2018. Just, you know, someone who's been through change after change, is there at least a calming feeling knowing going into this game that, you know, Hugh is going to be back next year and that's not any type of drama that you have to follow heading into a season finale?
Yeah, and you know, as players, we just go out there and try and play to the best of our abilities. And I think big decisions like that are made more on a grand scale. You know, most of the time when they're going to fire a coach or going to keep a coach, they've probably decided before week 17, unless it's a playoff thing, you know, and this guy hasn't, you know, made the playoffs or something like that. So I think as players, we just want to put our best foot forward and try and remember, you know, like, dang, we put it together week 17 and we actually, you know, played well and got a win. And he's our coach, you know. We want to have his back and we're going to fight for him. And I think, you know, the Haslam's have had his back and said that he's going to be our guy. So as a team, you know, we're thinking that way. And, you know, we're still working to try and impress the new GM and whatever else, you know, we bring in as a team.
Do you get envious when you watch a guy like Joe Hayden now at the end of the year getting ready to go to the playoffs?
You know, I'm happy for Joe personally. He's a good guy, and he was a good leader for the first, you know, few years I was here, and for him to have a shot in the playoffs is pretty cool, you know, and I know he's pumped about it. And I think you're envious of all the guys, you know. You're like, man, they get to keep playing games, they play in meaningful games late in the season, and you know, since I've been here, we haven't had that, you know, quite yet. But I know we're working to improve, and you know, hopefully we'll be in that position next year.
Joel was comment about Croyle's 59-yard run last week. It took a lot of heat for it, you know, saying that anybody could run through the hole, basically.
Yeah.
And then nationally, there's reports of, you know, he may have lost the locker room, feathers were ruffled over that, whatever. Do you get any sense that that was an issue with the players in the locker room, or he lost the locker room in any way?
No, honestly, I really didn't hear much about it. You know, I heard the stories and stuff, but no one in the locker room really was specifically talking about the comments and stuff like that. And I know as a team, you know, I think we get in positions where it's tougher for us to run the ball at sometimes. And, you know, I think it's his no-quit mentality that he thinks we can come back from these games. So he starts throwing the ball in the second half and, you know, wants to make a run for it. But, you know, on that play specifically, you know, I think it was well blocked. I think it was well run. You know, I think we had a good run call, you know, and it made it happen. But, I think the locker room is fine. You know, I think guys are fighting. I think you guys would hear more stories if something was, you know, really wrong in the locker room. And I think he's done a good job of keeping us together and really just getting us to play hard on a week-to-week basis.
Thank you.